All right, number 438.
Accept a grant in the amount of $3,850 and appropriate $1,500 for fiscal year 2013-14 from Oregon Impact for the 2014 Pedestrian Safety Enforcement Program for sworn personnel overtime.
Good afternoon. Thanks.
Good afternoon. Mayor and members of council, my name is Paul Weatheroy, and I'm a lieutenant recently assigned to the traffic division. And I've got Sergeant Todd Davis with me today as our subject matter expert, and he'd like to take an opportunity to discuss this grant and be available to answer any questions you might have.
Okay, great.
Okay, welcome.
Hello, Mayor Hales, City Council. This is a small grant that we applied for. This is a new one to us, and it's $3,850 to be used for pedestrian safety and education. And our intent is to use this to expand our crosswalk missions. We currently do one mission per month with the Bureau of Transportation and Sharon White. We have a long list of requests for these missions from various from citizen groups, businesses, and so forth, and we cannot staff those with our on-duty resources. So it's our intent to use these dollars to conduct those missions. The only difference that I saw on the fine print was instead of using one of you for our decoy, that we're going to have to use a police officer. It says no citizen volunteers on that, so I'm sorry about that.
Oh, well.
We don't get any overtime, huh?
And there is a minimal amount of match time that goes with this grant, but that will be achieved through our regular one crosswalk mission per month. And the educational piece of this, and you probably already know this, the first-time offenders that are cited for the crosswalk violations are given an opportunity to attend a Share the Road safety class in lieu of prosecution on their citation. So that's where the education comes in. The feedback on that class is overwhelmingly positive.
That's great. Do you want to? Are you the same team for the ODOT grant as well?
Yes, we
so
are.
So why don't we read that one too, Carla? And while we've got these guys here, we can get any explanation you have for that one as well.
Yes.
439.
That's correct.
Oh, I'm sorry, 439. Accept a grant in the amount of $37,500 and appropriate $10,000 for fiscal year 2013-14 from the Oregon Department of Transportation, Transportation Safety Division, 2014 Multnomah County Dewey Intensive Supervision Program for sworn personnel overtime.
Okay. This grant's a little bit different than the ones we normally come to you with. This will be the third renewal of this grant. It's been an incredibly successful program. This allows us to form a partnership with Multnomah County Circuit Court and the DISP program, which is the DUII Intensive Supervision Program. That is the worst of the worst DUII offenders. These are repeat offenders. These are drunk drivers that have injured folks. They go into the DISP program. They report directly to a Multnomah County Circuit Court judge. It's a very strict program and requires them a full participation. The DISP case managers do not have arrest authority. So our partnership, when they have a client that goes into warrant status, they will notify us directly, and we will send a team of officers out to locate them and to get them into custody. Now, it's not uncommon for us to be able to locate an offender within 24 hours and get them into custody, and that's crucial because if we can get to them soon enough, there's a good chance that there will be some sanctions, but they can get back into the DISP program. And also the other part of that is the sooner that we can get them, the less chance that they're going to reoffend and possibly get behind the wheel of a car and injure somebody. The one thing that might jump out at you, it looks like there's an inordinate amount of match time on this, but the match time is actually just taken from on-duty traffic division hours that are already worked, not specific to serving warrants and so forth, but just hours that are already going to be worked.
Okay, yeah, good. Appreciate knowing that. Okay, other questions for them on these two grant acceptances? Great.
I would just like to take this opportunity to note that, Lieutenant Davis, this is your last week. This has to be your last appearance at City Council.
It probably is. 35 days left on the job.
So I just want to thank you for your service. You've always been very responsive to questions we've had, and really appreciate your service to our city. So
thank you, sir.
We sure do. This man's passionate about traffic safety, and you've made a big difference.
Appreciate it.
Can I ask you one question about what you call the worst of the worst?
Uh-huh.
Is there any pattern in terms of contributing factors with the worst of the worst? That is, are these individuals that go to package stores, buy alcohol, get in a car, or go to a bar, get in a car, or are home, drinking, get in a car, or is there any?
Yeah, I think the common thread is that these are all pretty much hardcore alcoholics. Whether they're buying it at a bar or at home, I'm not sure, but that's the one common thread here is, you know, it's not somebody that makes a mistake once or twice. These are folks that routinely drink and drive, and fortunately we've caught them two or three times and have got them into this program.
Thank you. Yeah, I did a ride along not long ago and met one of those folks. They're out there. Thank you both. Thanks very much. Thank you. Anyone signed up to speak on either of these?
I did have sign-up sheets for either of these.
Anyone want to speak on these? Then let's take a roll call, please, on the first of those, and that's 438.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Thank you for your work. Aye.
Hales?
Aye. And 439.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Lieutenant Davis, I also want to thank you for your service and also note that both of these are evidence-based practices. There was recently an article in the New York Times about various efforts to improve traffic safety, and they highlighted sort of decoy crosswalk enforcement actions as something that we know works. And we also know that intensive supervision and swift and certain sanctions, which includes apprehending people quickly, is sort of the cutting edge of criminal justice in general. You want to have intensive supervision and swift and certain sanctions rather than sort of random severe sanctions. So I think these are both good examples of evidence being put to work. Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Hales?
You know, one indication here, and one of the reasons why we've had Todd Davis here a lot is, and whatever rank he was at the time, is that this division's been very good at seeking grants and getting them to augment whatever we appropriate with ODOT money or federal money or wherever we can get it. And thank you for being relentless about seeking funds to do the work. Thank you. Aye.
Thank you.